I think that David Cameron set it up so that people, everyone, would have the chance to get access to a fund to get drugs. And we are still one of the worst countries in the EU for cancer and for not getting right treatments and things like that. And we can, it only needs a tweak and we can get it right. It's almost as though we hit that brick wall that the NHS is not open to patients and we have to fight for everything. And a whole group of us got together and we said, look, we're going to fight this forever and we will continue to do so.
For something that you've campaigned so hard for over, you know, the past however many
eight years. Yeah.
It must be incredibly disheartening to see these cuts sort of being brought up again.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I feel let down by both the Prime Minister and the senior management in the NHS. I just cannot imagine the Prime Minister doing a U-turn like this because he has been so good to many of us, really. I've written asking for all sorts of things for different people where they've not been aware or something. And he's helped us with so many things. And I just cannot understand how he could go along with this. I know he's a busy man, and it may well be that he has to rely on his medical advisor or whatever. Or is he not seeing what is actually going on? But a lot more people are going to die early when they don't need to.
Do you feel betrayed by David Cameron?
I wouldn't say betrayed. I think that's a hard word, harsh word. I don't feel betrayed because I don't think it's necessarily David Cameron that's betrayed us, if you're talking about betrayal. I think it's... there is very much... A lot of patients believe this, that we're almost feeling the way. We're like a big experiment. We've been messed around with so many times. There's no continuity. We can't rely on future treatments. It's a strange position to be in.
What would you say your relationship is like with David Cameron now? Has he been in touch recently?
In some ways, he undersells himself. This may not be sort of commonly thought. But, yeah, I've been up to number 10 a couple of times, and I found that at one stage there was a surplus of £60 million in the Cancer Drug Fund. And I said, as there's a surplus of £60 million and people are not being allowed this treatment with this gamma knife, which is a cure, can we not switch that some money into that, you see? Because there's no money goes into that. And he said, how much do you want? 15 million? What about that? I said, well, that'd be great. That'd be a start. But I've got no idea, you know. And he put 15 million into that. And so he's been remarkably responsive in that regard. And that's why it hurts me in a way, because I don't know why. I feel as though he's turned his back on us. But as I say, part of me wonders whether, in fact, he is really aware of what's happening with this. I'm not saying he hasn't got his finger on the pulse, but I don't know, you know, it's just senior managers in the NHS. Right, we'll save some money. We're a soft target, and we all think we're a soft target. You've got a little old lady lying in a bed dying of cancer. She's not going to kick up too much, is she, if you take her drugs away? The whole thing sounds very non-ethical to me. Really does. One minute I find that the Cancer Drug Fund is in surplus 3 years ago, then all of a sudden all the red lights are going off and, oh, we can't afford to keep going with the Cancer Drug Fund. It's almost as if nobody's been monitoring anything and it's like a big surprise to everyone. Surely they could anticipate a lot of this happening with new drugs coming out, etc. And the other thing is they've been talking about an alternative to the Cancer Drug Fund ever since it's been introduced. And why hasn't anybody been working on that? I've not seen any work done on that, any reports about it or anything. And they keep saying they're going to work on some alternative to the Cancer Drug Fund. Well, instead of letting patients die and then thinking about it, why don't they get the new system in place before patients are dying early? You know, if we're now being told that GPs may well not be being paid bonuses for not referring cancer patients because we're expensive, then I don't know how else to sum that up, but it's certainly not ethical.
If the Cancer Drugs Fund goes completely, what will that mean for cancer patients in the UK?
Well, it means we've got nothing, really, because we're dependent on NICE, and I've got little or no faith in NICE from what I've seen, having met a few people in NICE. And I don't think the best will be done for cancer patients, as simple as that. And we're now talking that one in two people will get cancer at some stage in their life now. It's the latest figure. What I don't understand is there's so much research done, and we have come up with some good things, but I wonder sometimes if there is a real willingness or enthusiasm because so much money is being made. It's as simple as that.
When you sit and look back on all the campaigning that you've done, all the work with the group that you've set up, and see that the Cancer Drugs Fund could disband completely next year, does it feel like it was worthwhile?
Oh, yes, because we've had, 70,000 patients on cancer drugs, and they, most of them, I would have thought, have got extra life out of it with their loved ones, and that makes a lot of difference, really. I mean, I've seen my granddaughter, who is now 2.5, and sadly my wife didn't get to see her. But my wife did a lot of campaigning with me as well.
Do you think that research is being wasted?
In what way?
In the sense that they're doing this research, but then we're not going to be able to actually have the drugs that are produced as a result.
If I was a researcher, I would wonder if anyone's going to benefit from the research I'm doing. There is that. Because, to put it simply, I always argue the fact that only the rich will get the opportunity to live, and the rest of us, it's almost like a social experiment. That's what it feels like to me. And, you know, we're all equal. Why should somebody with money have the chance to live, you know, a full life, whereas somebody without doesn't get the chance to do so? I think, you know, we need to take some very bold strides in research.
Looking to the future of funding for cancer drugs, do you feel optimistic?
No, not really.
If you could speak to David Cameron, if he was sitting here now, what would you say to him?
I would ask him why, and how does he feel about doing a U-turn on an excellent thing he bought in.